If, on the other hand, you open that album and see a few small photos of shame experiences, but each one is surrounded by pictures of worthiness, hope, struggle, resilience, courage, failure, success, and vulnerability, the shame experiences are only a part of a larger story. They don't define the album. Again, we can't shame-proof our children. Our task instead is teaching and modeling shame resilience, and that starts with conversations about what shame is and how it shows up in our lives. The adults I interviewed who were raised by parents who used shame as a primary parenting tool had much more difficulty believing in their worthiness than the participants who experienced shame occasionally and were able to talk about it with their parents. If you have grown children and are wondering if it's too late to teach shame resilience or to change the album, the answer is no. It's not too late. The power of owning our stories, even the difficult ones, is that we get to write the ending. Several years ago, I received a letter from a woman who wrote, "Your work changed my life in a very strange way. My mom saw you speak at a church in Amarillo. Afterwards, she wrote me a long letter that said, 'I had no idea there was a difference between shame and guilt. I think I shamed you your entire life. I meant to use guilt. I never thought you weren't good enough. I did not like your choices, but I shamed you. I can't take that back, but I need you to know that you're the best thing that ever happened to me, and I'm so proud to be your mother.'" I couldn't believe it. My mom is 75 and I'm 55. It healed so much, and it changed everything, including the way I parent my own kids. In addition to helping our children understand shame and use guilt self-talk rather than shame self-talk, we have to be very careful about shame leakage. Even if we don't shame our children, shame still shows up in our lives in ways that can have a powerful effect on our family. Basically, we can't raise children who are more shame resilient than we are. I can encourage Ellen to love her body, but what really matters are the observations she makes about my relationship with my own body. Damn it. I can soothe Charlie's concerns that he might run the wrong direction around the bases by telling him that he doesn't have to fully understand the ins and outs of baseball before his first t-ball game. But does he observe me and Steve trying new things, making mistakes, and failing without becoming self-critical? Damn it. Again,